Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Whether you're putting your green thumb to use in your container garden or home landscaping, you're no doubt in a battle against weeds. Those pesky pain in the you-know-whats for both people and plants cause many of us to turn to hardware store shelves for commercial weed killers. While it's true that they pack a strong punch and do the trick, they can also cause a lot more harm to the environment than meets the eye. However, homemade weed killers can do the same job as the store-bought ones, and with a lot less damage. As we all know, bees play a crucial role in pollination and in the ecosystem, but commercial weed killers are contributing to the problematic decline in bees' population. The culprit? Glyphosate. This active ingredient in herbicides punches bees right in the gut, quite literally. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Andrew C. McCall, PhD, Associate Professor of Biology at Denison University in Granville, Ohio. He said, the most common herbicide, glyphosate, or Roundup, has been studied in bees mostly. It can kill beneficial gut microbes in bees, which could make the insects more susceptible to harmful microbes. Glyphosate can also negatively affect navigation in honeybee workers. In particular, it looks like they have a harder time finding their way back to the hive. But bees aren't the only arthropods who feel the toxic effects. McCall said, glyphosate can also indirectly affect many insects because it can kill lots of plants that insects eat. The most prominent example is the common milkweed, an important food source for monarch caterpillars. And given that these sprays land on the ground surrounding the weeds, it makes sense that the chemicals could affect the soil, too. McCall added, glyphosate binds to soil particles and can negatively affect bacterial communities and fungi. Even the ingredient used as the transport mechanism for glyphosate plays a harmful role. It's known to be even more toxic to aquatic life, including fish, frogs, shrimp, and algae, than glyphosate itself. And it can easily trickle elsewhere, since it doesn't get stuck in the soil and hangs around longer before degrading. So, how do you kill weeds without harming the environment? You can, of course, take the old-fashioned and uncomfortable approach and pull weeds up manually. But with just a few common household ingredients, you can safely knock them out with less effort and money. Here are three easy recipes for homemade weed killers that really work. The first is a combination of vinegar, Epsom salt, and soap. This simple concoction of three ingredients we most likely have in the pantry or under the kitchen sink is guaranteed to stop weeds in their tracks. A note about that salt. Anytime you add salt to soil, you will affect the soil and make it difficult to grow things there in the future. So if you're targeting weeds where you want nothing to grow, like a driveway or cracks on a patio, for instance, go ahead and use the salt. But if you want to plant in that spot in the future, leave the salt out of this recipe or use it very sparingly. That said, here's the basic recipe. For a quart or 1 liter of white vinegar, you'll need half a cup, about 100 milliliters of Epsom salt, and a tablespoon or so, about 15 milliliters of liquid dishwashing soap. Pour the ingredients into a spray bottle and shake until combined. Then let it settle for 2 minutes and spray on the weeds. Make sure to soak the whole weed, but watch out. Anything you inadvertently spray will also be killed. Let it stay on the weeds for 24 hours. The weeds should be dead within a day. Note, for best effect, spray weeds on a sunny afternoon when they are dry. And the next homemade solution is even more simple. It's just boiling water. To get rid of weeds in a driveway or sidewalk cracks, you can just boil a pot or kettle of water and then pour it on the weeds. And take caution and pour slowly, being careful not to splash any on yourself. The water will kill the weeds right away, but it won't kill the roots, so you'll likely need to repeat the process on new growth. For areas that require a bit more caution, you can selectively trim down weeds and then cover them with newspaper and mulch. The combination of a layer of paper and a good couple inches of mulch will block the sunlight and air from reaching developing weeds and stop them from germinating and growing. As a bonus, newspaper will break down over time, leaving nothing to clean up. Looking for a healthy long-term solution? Keep it native. Planting native flowers in your garden and native grasses in your yard can help cut down on the amount of weeds. They're inherently better at competing for crucial light, nutrients, and water. Or you can take it a step further and replace your lawn or landscaping with native ivy or moss. With a little outside-the-box thinking and a few household ingredients, it really is possible to win the war against weeds without harming the environment. Your garden, your yard, and the bees will thank you. Today's episode is based on the article, Natural Weed Killers Make Gardening Safe and Easy, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Katie Carmen. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.